This week would normally mark the start of the end-of-year holiday travel season. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have recommended that Americans stay home and avoid traveling for Thanksgiving. But millions of U.S. residents are still expected to venture out for the holiday weekend. Despite a global pandemic, Americans want to travel. Roger Dow with the U.S. Travel Association says there's what economists call pent-up demand to get out of the house.
Americans in our research are telling us they are tired of being at home. They don't want to give up taking trips. They also want to see their friends and families.
Despite warnings against that from officials at all levels of government, many appear poised to do just that. AAA estimates that more than 50 million Americans will travel for Thanksgiving, only a 10% decline from 2019. That doesn't bode well for the prospect of containing the U.S. epidemic. Dr. Michael Parkinson formerly headed the American College of Preventive Medicine and has been working with the U.S. Travel Association to develop health and safety recommendations.
What has happened is over the last 2 to 4 weeks in particular, in almost every municipality, people who got together around Halloween, it's almost like clockwork. 2 weeks later, you're going to see a surge.
Parkinson says indoor group gatherings like Thanksgiving dinner create the perfect environment for spreading COVID-19. He recommends people celebrate only with their immediate household.
Getting together outside your immediate household contacts, you by definition increase the risk, and the risk is already among the highest we've ever seen.
Local leaders are echoing those calls. While there have been fears about increased travel to Hawaii introducing COVID-19 to the islands, officials like Governor David Ige, Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, and Maui County Mayor Mike Victorino recently pointed out that community spread among residents is responsible for most new infections.
Let's be safe. Let's not have big gatherings. Let's do what is right. It's us really doing the spread. It's not our visitors. It's really we, the people of Maui County and the people of the state of Hawaii that has perpetuated the spread. And let's work together to stop it or to at least reduce it to a manageable level.
More than a month after reopening tourism, Hawaii remains among the states with the lowest rates of COVID-19 spread in the country. New cases did increase in the week following Halloween, but have since begun to drop. With several major holidays ahead, we're likely to see more spikes tied to group celebrations. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.